Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Holla, 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 player, players. Welcome to a special edition on a Saturday Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm so excited for today because today we're just humbled to have this man on the show. This is a Hall of Famer, the former GM, fresh off of SmackDown last night, Mr. Teddy Long. This is your boy, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz, with my brother Greg DeMarc. We're coming to you live from Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. What's going on, brother Greg?
Good afternoon, man. Busy day, exciting day, man, and here we are, man. The time is upon us. This will be the biggest interview I've ever been a part of. WWE Hall of Famer, Teddy Long, man, I'm really excited. It's going to be a good day.
He's not just a Hall of Famer, man. He's a legend, dude. He's been in the wrestling industry since 89 or probably even way before then, man. And he just made a path for himself, you know what I'm saying? Going from being a manager to a referee to a general manager to, you know what I'm saying, being the general manager of the promotion now, SWE, which we'll get into a little bit later with him. And he was just fresh off of the Retro SmackDown last night as an interim SmackDown GM, man, which was kind of interesting last night because last night, man, he made the main event for WrestleMania Backlash. He made the match because Roman Reigns came out last night talking about how he beat Daniel Bryan for the Universal title. And he was like, oh, you know, we're going to give a 10-belt salute to Daniel Bryan for his SmackDown career. And out came Teddy Long. And, like, player, he's like, if Cesaro could beat Jimmy Uso tonight, Cesaro will be in the main event.
Thank you.
The main event of WrestleMania Backlash, and he will face the Tribal Chief for the Universal title. And he made a 10-man tag team match last night. He tried to get Sami Zayn to go one-on-one with The Undertaker last night. But Sami Zayn reminded him that this is a Retro SmackDown and that Undertaker is kind of retired and at home right now. It was such a great episode last night, and I can't wait to talk to him about it, dude.
Yeah, I'm excited to ask him if that was, you know, he's the interim general manager. Was it just for last night, or can we look forward to seeing more Teddy Long?
I kind of want to figure that out myself because, I mean, no disrespect to Adam Pearce.
He's not entertaining. Fuck Adam Pearce.
He's not entertaining. He's not entertaining, and I don't like the stuff that he's doing with.
He was a great wrestler. He's a great wrestling mind. He's a horrible SmackDown general manager.
He's the general manager for both Raw and SmackDown right now, which is terrible.
A horrible authority figure. I should reword that.
And
he's no fucking Teddy Long, I tell you that, playa.
I really just can't wait to to get to, you know, hear Teddy Long's, like, stories and stuff that we're going to talk about from last night. Is this, like, a one-off, you know what I'm saying, situation for him being a general manager or an authority figure in the WWE? Or is he going to sign with WWE back full-time? Or, you know what I'm saying, whatever the case may be. We're just going to have to wait and figure it out, you know what I'm saying, when he comes on. I'm ready, and I can't wait.
Teddy Long is so epic and legendary. He should be able to show up anytime he wants and have authority that trumps whatever they got going on right now, whether it be Adam Pearce or a heel authority figure like, I'm SmackDown authority for life, player, and I will make anybody go one-on-one with The Undertaker.
The Undertaker, I wonder, you know what I'm going to ask him? I want to ask him also, dude, is when he made that, did he make that up last night? Was that scripted, or did he get that for, not like that, but when I asked him to do that in the, you know what I'm saying, when he made that video the video did for Thursday.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That really got me excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm very excited for tonight, man, or this afternoon. I keep saying tonight because I'm used to the Rated R being a little bit later. But, yeah, I'm excited for this afternoon. And, man, I'm like I said, the story when Teddy Long, man, we've been talking all week we've been talking. He's such a humble dude, and it doesn't even, you know what I'm saying, he doesn't seem like, you know what I'm saying, a person, just like Teddy Hart, humble, you know what I'm saying. He'll talk to you like if you're a regular person. He doesn't, like, he's not like one of the nonchalant people like, oh, you know what I'm saying, I can't talk to you until the show or whatever, you know what I'm saying. Such a humble dude.
Yeah, I can't say enough about Teddy Hart. I know we've talked about it, you know, since even on the show, but man, that was the funnest interview for me. Like I said, first time I was ever starstruck doing an interview, and it's definitely to this date my favorite interview is Teddy Hart.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I could say that, but we got another Teddy that probably has a lot of good stories also. So, I mean, this could actually sum up to it. You know what I mean?
I'll bet he don't threaten to shoot on anybody. I'll bet Teddy Long don't threaten to shoot on nobody.
Yeah, you know, that's actually the truth.
I bet he ain't offering shoot fights for $5,000.
No, not at all. But I mean, hey, you got, hey.
It'll definitely be a different experience.
Yeah, this is going to be such a great interview. I can't wait. I'm so excited for this, dude. I'm just speechless for it. And when he comes on, I mean, I got so many great questions, man, for him. And like I said, he made so many great matches. I just miss seeing Teddy Long on the TV making matches, you know what I'm saying? And he made so many matches, legendary matches. I wonder which one was his favorite, because he made so many Eddie Guerrero matches. He made so many Kurt Angle matches, Big Show matches, you know, legendary Brock Lesnar matches when Brock Lesnar was good on SmackDown. He's been a fucking general manager. Well, forgive my French, because I'm not going to be like that right now. But he made so many matches, you know what I'm saying? I wonder which one was his favorite, and which Detroit moment was his favorite. When he's been in Detroit, I'm pretty sure so many times that there's, you know, stories on top of stories that he could tell.
I'm also eager to ask him, you know, being so involved in an indie promotion like SWE, if he's aware of our Michigan scene and if he has his eyes on anybody in the Midwest that he'd like to see down there.
Oh, yeah. And I'm pretty sure he's heard of a lot of our talent over up here in Michigan. I'm pretty sure, dude. Because Teddy Long, like I said, Teddy Long has been in the business forever.
Who does he have his eye on? That's what we want to know.
He's actually, yeah, no, for sure. And another thing is, how do you say, like, you know what I'm saying? He's probably got his eye everywhere. That's probably how the SWE catches a lot of the talent that they do get in, besides the, you know, big names that they already have in that place, like Big Cass, Enzo, Rodney Mack, Mark Henry, Melina, Charlie Haas, along with much more names that they have such a stacked roster, dude. I can't even believe it. And I like I said, I want to visit Texas one day and actually go see a SWE show live. once all this corona stuff clears out.
Yeah, I got my my super ID gimmick so I can get on an airplane. You got to get that.
Oh, yeah, sure. For sure, for sure.
You gotta get your government tracker ID.
Yeah, man.
You gotta get that.
Teddy Hart should be, or Teddy Long should be on the line in a little while. It's about that time, man. I like I said, the time is time is upon us, and the time is now. You know what I'm saying? It's such a great, it's such a big honor to have Teddy Long on this show, man. And he got his own podcast with that, man. He's such a busy dude. He got the podcast. He's running the SWE. He flew out to SmackDown last night, and I'm pretty sure he has his own life outside of the wrestling business. And, you know, he took the time out and took the invitation to come on our show, and it's such an honor, dude.
Yeah, it really is. It never ceases to amaze me, the people who have given us their time so graciously.
Dude, you're not lying. And thank God for that stuff, man, because you know what I'm saying? They don't actually have to. There's a lot of people that actually refused us and ghosted us and hammed us before, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Danny Limelight, you know what I mean? And Mr. Leo Rush. But nonetheless, it is what it is.
It definitely is that.
Can you hold it down for 1 minute, Brother Greg?
Absolutely.
I gotta make a call. Appreciate it, brother.
So last night we had a heck of a time at Horror Slam. We got to see Effie from GCW. He had a great match with Alex Van Zandt, another friend of the show, and the 24 karat lion, Jeremiah Goldman. Effie came out victorious. Later in the evening, he was challenged by MM3, who defeated Satu Jin last night, but he's going to go one-on-one with Effie next month. And, man, we've seen a man set ablaze, on fire. It was, John Wayne Murdoch sets Aiden Blackheart on fire and made quite a shocking conclusion to a shocking night, man. To me, for my money, the match of the night was DTA and the Bitcoin Boys, man. And it's funny, one of the Bitcoin Boys made a comment before the match that, you know, we're about to put on a 5-star match. And I made a comment like, oh, they're going to put on a 5-star tag team match. And they did. It was unbelievable. Yeah, DTA and the Bitcoin Boys. Here at the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast and at Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash, we are a team of faith. And, if any of our listeners listening out there are folks of faith such as us, I ask you say a prayer for Chuck Stein and his family. He was unable to attend last night and defend his Horror Slam championship against Aiden Blackheart, the Horror Slam Deathmatch Championship, because his daughter has COVID. So, our thoughts and prayers go out to that family and all families that are, you know, struggling with it or who have been impacted by it. We don't talk a lot about it on the show because this is kind of our escape from it. And, you know, take this opportunity to say, fuck you to COVID, and hopefully we'll get back to, you know, normal life soon. We'll certainly see. Only time will tell. But our thoughts and prayers go out to that family. And then today in Standish, we have XICW has a great show going on down there, Mother's Day Mayhem. We weren't able to make the trip. We're busy down here, man. A lot going on. And it's great to see that a lot of people have a lot going on, man. It's good when everybody's busy. It's good for everybody when everybody's busy. And shout out to Don Giorgi and our friends at the Pro Wrestling Edge that we seen last night. I seen Gooch and Big Kaz, Brandon, out there last night. It was great to see them. Came out to enjoy a wild night of Horror Slam wrestling. And send shout out and love to Coco T and the Queen, of course, Her Highness, who gave us her stamp of approval here recently. That's always good. It's always good, especially when you can impress the hard to impress. And it seems that we've done that with with the Queen there. And then don't forget, in July, just after July 4th, Coco T Wears Block Party, man, and barbecue. You know, that's where you'll find us,
man. I'm back, brother. I'm sorry about that.
Just saying how we're going to be seeing the premiere of the kayfabe, the people's band, the kayfabe band, Coco T and the Queen and the crew here. That's going to be just after July 4th. Going to be fun. Keto summer, barbecue. Man, I love to eat. It's hard to believe looking at my skinny ass, but I put them down.
Oh, yeah,
you
me too.
Do some good eating, brother?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You might have a brand new baby there.
Yeah, my little man's going to be ready. My little man's going
to
be ready.
He might have to make his premiere at that social event of the year.
He's going to bring his little championship that I got him. He's going to wear that little championship belt, and he's going to make his debut in the wrestling world also when the wrestling event, when he's a little older. I can't wait. Bring him around the whole
social event of the summer.
Oh, yeah. And that's all brought to you by Mr. Coco T wearing his birthday.
Kayfabe, the people's band, making their premiere. I'm excited to see that.
I am too, dude, because Coco T wearing... Have you ever seen any of the videos?
I wonder how big
Coco's
yard is. I wonder if we could fit a ring in that bitch.
Well, you never know. You never know.
You know the Queen lives in a palace. The question is the backyard primarily landscape, or do we have a large patio area? We're going to find out here July, I believe it's 7th, right?
Yeah.
Something like that, just after July 4th. And, right around the time my granddaughter is due as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for that either.
That place
should
be
growing
a baby.
Mm-hmm. Corona babies.
That's right.
Corona-era babies.
Or COVID children.
Jesus Christ, dude, that's funny.
The quarantine kids.
Quarantine babies. Oh, man, that's so funny. But, yeah, man, Teddy Long is not on the line yet. Oh, actually, yes, he is, brother. Yep, it's actually time. Our guest of the afternoon is on the line. WWE Hall of Famer, the SWE General Manager and General Manager last night from SmackDown. Teddy Long.
Hello?
How's it going, Mr. Long? Holla, holla, player.
Hey, what's going on with you, player?
Not much, man. Thank you for taking the time and out your day to come on to the show. And it's great to see you back on SmackDown last night. You were actually one of my favorite general managers of all time.
Appreciate that, man. Thank you very much, and I want you to know it's a pleasure for me to join you guys here on your podcast, and I do want you to know this is kind of special because I don't do them, and the reason I don't do them because I had done some, and a lot of people twisted my words and said stuff that I didn't say, so I thought I was just going to stop doing them, but I had a chance to talk to Sam, and, I kind of realized you guys are really good, you're fair, and whatever I can do to help you progress and make this podcast a lot better, then I'm willing to do that for you. And thank you again.
No, we thank you. We appreciate some kind words, man. It's an honor to have you on. And my brother Greg is on the line also, my co-host Greg DeMarc.
Greg DeMarc. All right, Greg DeMarc. I'll let a player.
How are you, sir? Man, it's
I'm good,
truly,
sir. How are you?
A privilege. I can't call you one of you are hands down the best authority figure in the history of SmackDown. No comparison. I love it. You've always been, I was saying earlier, you should have a power where anytime you show up, you have that authority, you know, godfathered in. No matter who the authority figure it is, whether it be Teddy Long can step in and make rulings. That should be a thing.
Yeah,
well,
I believe that also.
I think that Vince and the WWE realize that because, you know, every now and then, you know, you can look up and that a player is. So they kind of know what you're saying. That's basically the truth. But, you know, whenever I can help out or show up, then I'm always there.
Okay. And I want to keep that going because last night I actually watched the SmackDown that you was a part of last night on the Retro SmackDown last night. And you got to make some big matches last night interrupting the Tribal Chief and inserting Cesaro into a match, which he faced Seth Rollins and actually won and got to go to the main event and face the Tribal Chief for the Universal Championship.
Right. Well, you know, I was just happy to be a part of that. And, you know, it's kind of like, things would, come back around. If you can remember, you know, kind of a little bit back in the day when I was a general manager of SmackDown and I had Oksana as my assistant, you remember she brought Cesaro in and they were trying to get me there. And remember, I had to put the lotion on him and all that stuff. So
yeah, I remember that.
I forgot about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And now
I was going to – talking about bringing in Cesaro, I was going to ask you. That was actually going to be one of my questions. When he actually made his debut, from the time he made his debut, and now he hasn't lost a single match in over a year since May 2020. Do you think this is Cesaro's time to actually get a push and pursue the Universal Championship?
Well, I really do because Cesaro is a great athlete, man. I mean, a great competitor, man. If you get a chance, I'm sure you've had the chance, but every chance you can get, man, you watch this guy in the ring and you're going to see a real athlete. And he's a great competitor, like I said. I just can't keep repeating it enough. And I think it's his time. You know, a lot of people, you know, thought it was a good thing with him and Sheamus when they were together, you know what I mean? But I kind of didn't like that. I just didn't think that him and Sheamus were the team. I didn't think they clicked. And with him being by himself now and doing his own thing, I think he's going to go to the top. And I think the WWE sees that, and they're going to do something with him.
Yeah, I hope so, because I remember Cesaro back when he was in Ring of Honor. I actually used to follow him before he was in WWE when he was Claudio back in Ring of Honor. And he's always been a great talent, always you know, a powerhouse, if you would say, you know, and I hope that this is the time that they actually push him also because he's been nothing but great with his tenure in WWE.
Well, and the other thing too, man, you know, I think he really deserves it because he's a real nice guy. He's got a great attitude. You know, he's really easy to work with and, you know, he don't give you no problems. And so those are the kind of people, you know, that you want to give an opportunity, that you want to give them a push because you don't have to worry about them. You know that they're going to go out there and they're going to give it 100% every time they step into the ring. And Cesaro is one of those guys.
Right. No,
I agree.
Another question is last night, and last night's appearance, was it one-off, or are you actually going to sign, you know, a short time with the WWE or going to sign with them back at all? Or,
well, you know, I don't really know that. You know, they don't really tell you that. You know, they just call you kind of like you always stay on standby, you know, because you never know when you may be needed. But like I said, man, if they do, that's fine. If they don't, you know, I'm still busy. You know, I'm running SWE, general manager of that company, and we're doing really great. You know, we're selling out arenas, and we're on the CW network, and right now we're in about 40 million homes, and we're on our YouTube channel also, too. So I'm busy with SWE, but, you know, Ms. McMahon has always been my home. So, you know, if I have to go back home, then I go back home.
Okay. We actually want to talk to you a lot about SWE because as indie fans like we are, I think that your indie ties are the topic that most intrigues us.
Yes.
About, you know, what you're doing currently.
Well, you know what I thought about, you know, with SWE, you know, I was just happened to be going through my Facebook page one day, and I just, you know, ran across them, and I looked at the graphics and, you know, their presentation, and it's real good, and I'm like, yeah, these people here are great, you know, for to be an indie, you know, company, and I didn't know that they had, I didn't know they had TV and all that. And then when I had a chance to see, I saw Rodney Mack and Jazz were working for him, and those are two people that I had a chance to manage. And I called them up, and I said, what about these guys with SWE? I said, are they cool? And they told me they were real great guys. They was fair, and they needed somebody to come in and help them. So I got in touch with Tom Lance and James Beard over there, and we talked, and they brought me in, and we've turned the place around, and we've been doing good ever since. And I want to thank those guys for giving me the opportunity to help them, and we just rocking and rolling, player.
Man, yeah, that's something I was watching a couple of
episodes. Do you guys talent from throughout the United States?
Huh?
Do you guys look to scout talent throughout the United States, or is it primarily, you know, folks in your general area? I just curious if anybody from our Midwest area is on the SWE radar at all.
Well, right now, you know, I know that we're in our TV on the CW is in Louisiana, Mississippi, Arkansas, and I know that we cover a lot of the Texas area. We're in Dallas, and they just called us, and they're going to put us on TV in Amarillo, and we just started in Lubbock, Texas. We pretty much got the Texas area covered, but, like, we are expanding. Like I said, Louisiana, Arkansas. Oh, yeah, and I think we're in Jacksonville, Florida, because I had some people say they saw us down there. And also, we're on our YouTube channel, so we're kind of moving. And right now, you know, our ratings are doing really good, and CW is happy, and so they're putting us in prime time now. We went from 2 o'clock in the morning now to, like, 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. at night on most of our CW stations. Right now, we're on the move. So there's no telling, you know, when we may be coming to your neighborhood.
Okay. And keeping on that, coming to our neighborhood, would you guys be open, like, you know what I'm saying, to having, like, any of our Midwest talent, like, you know, try to connect and try to get you guys, you know, as you know, as their free agents and try to, you know, make their way to the SWE?
Well, yeah, we have an open door policy at SWE. You know, we welcome, you know, all comers. Like I said, everybody that we basically bring in are people that call us up and want the opportunity to come in and show us what they got. Our next show on May 22nd there at in Dallas at Eddie Dean's, we got Enzo Mara. He's coming in to be it for the first time, and so we're happy to have him. We also have Charlie Haas. He's our SWE World Heavyweight Champion. And Rodney Mack is the TV champion. Christy James is our women's champion, and so basically what we're doing now, we got the OMGs, the brothers, they're our SWE Tag Team Champions. And the thing that we're working on now, we're working on the SWE Women's Television Champion. There's never been a women's TV champion.
Nice.
So we're getting the belts made. We're getting ready for that. And also, we want to try to, you know, let the women know that they mean just as much as the men. So we're getting ready to have the SWE Women's Tag Team Champions. We're going to have Tag Team Champions plus a Women's Champion.
That's great.
So we're getting ready for all that because, you know, we don't discriminate. You know, we just want everybody to know that the women are mean just as much as the men.
We honestly, I'll be honest, we lack female performers here, and we're in Metro Detroit, and you know, in the Midwest, and you know, there's not a lot of women performers in our area. I would say, you know, without counting, there's less than 10, I'd say 6-8 female talents in our general area.
Well, you know, you have to kind of look at it like this, too. You know, if you got some local indie wrestling there in your area, you know, maybe they don't have a whole lot of women that come out and want to be a part of it. You know, I'm sure you got a lot of wrestling schools there in Detroit where women can go and get trained, but maybe, you know, you just don't have many women there that want to, you know, be in professional wrestling.
I think that's what it is, and our promoters do a good job of finding good female talent to bring in, but we don't get to see them regularly like that because, like you said, I think that the female interest just at this point in this, you know, particular point just isn't here right now. But,
well,
you know, it's just,
Yeah, you know, it's kind of left up to the promoters, too. You know, you got to get out and hustle, man. And also, you got to get on, you know, on social media there and look around and look at other organizations and see, you know, what women are there and, you know, and what women you think that you might could use that you could bring in that would help the company make money and also, you know, bring the fans out. So, you know, the promoters have to do a lot of bit of work, too. So that's another problem.
Are there any talents in Metro Detroit that you're familiar with?
Well, with women, no, I'm really not. I've been there a couple of times. I did a couple of things for some indie promotions there. Basically, the only brother there I remember there was Michael McMahon, the guy that does the Soul Taker gimmick.
Oh,
y'all
the Soul Taker, yeah.
That's our
pal.
That's
the man. No souls matter. Shout out to the Soul Taker. Yeah, that's the dude.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a chance to meet him. What a nice guy, man. I came to work. I can't remember the company that I came for, but he was there, and he basically took care of me. He brought me, you know, the next day, picked me up, took me to the gym and stuff, and he, great guy, man. And we're thinking about, you know, trying to get him in SWE.
Oh,
that'd be awesome.
That would be a treat. That would be a treat. I would
now,
love
we're
to
not
do
out
that.
To twist your words, but we do have a headline here. That, you know, that's a big headline to me. The, you know, Soul Taker is on Teddy Long's radar for SWE.
Right.
Yes,
well,
sir.
You're welcome to share that. You're welcome to share that and put that out there because basically I'm,
you
know. You
heard it from the player's mouth.
You heard it from Teddy Hart or Teddy Long on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, Soul Taker. He wants you on SWE. We're actually good friends with them. We'll make that known.
All right. Well, that's good, man. Well, I'm going to try to do all I can, you know, to help Michael and try to get him in SWE and see if we can kind of, you know, give his career a big bump.
Hey, would
you
guys
could be an awesome
my,
manager.
Would, hey, would you guys mind taking a second? Hey, Teddy, would you mind if I could get a hold of him right now if I bring him on the line?
Yeah, no problem.
All right, Greg, take over for 1 second. Let me try to get him on real quick.
Actually, you know, I think of the Soul Taker and that relationship that you described. And I just thought of my first favorite wrestler was Tommy Rich. I'm almost 40 years old. I've literally been a fan since I could barely speak. And so I remember the early time. I remember the referee, Teddy Long. And I think Soul Taker would be an awesome protege of Teddy Long as a manager. So my question, who is your favorite guy that you've managed? Protege of Teddy Long.
Well, I tell you, you know, everybody that I managed, you know, were my favorites. Sid Vicious, I didn't really care much about him. You know, he was all right, but, you know, he was kind of hard to deal with. But other than that, you know, nice guy. But, you know, basically everybody I had, Mark Jindrak, Undertaker, Butch Reeve, Ron Simmons, Johnny B. Bad, Ice Train, Jumpin' Joey Maggs, which is deceased right now. And I think I had another kid. I'm trying to think of his name there, but he was out of New York. Jim Powers, what a great athlete he was. So basically all the guys that I managed, Mark Henry, Rodney Mack, all those guys were great guys, man, and I got along with every one of them.
I loved Doom. I loved the tag team of Doom. That was awesome. I think Doom and Mark Henry were my favorite Teddy Long proteges. So you
yeah,
were
well,
a referee.
So, yeah, and Mark Henry, you know, he was in SW with us for a little bit. You know, he came and was working behind the scenes, helping us out. So I want to thank Mark, you know, for, you know, giving, you know, his time there. You know, he's moved on to other things now, but he came and helped us, and we really appreciate that. So that lets you know something there. If Mark Henry takes the time out to come in, then you know we're doing something.
Absolutely. That's why I love about social media, and social media helped me fell in love with the indie product. I caught a show I found out about, went there to see Shane Douglas, and my eyes were open to this great, big, wonderful world of wrestling that's been all around me all along, and I just didn't know about it. We try to help, you know, spread the word to everybody, like no matter where you are, unless you're in New Mexico, apparently, because one of our recent guest, Gypsy Max, said they got a state athletic commission in New Mexico that won't allow wrestling at all. That's where she was trained. But, I mean, it's pretty much indie wrestling everywhere. Good, properly trained, you know, guys, like, good indie wrestling product, I feel like, is everywhere.
And the other thing, too, you know, we also have a wrestling camp. And the trainers there are Rodney Mack for the guys and Jazz. You know, she's there to train our women. And also Jazz is the head women's division in SWE. You know, she brings in the women talent. And she's another person that you can contact, you know, for women wrestlers out there that are listening to the podcast right now. If you're interested in coming into SWE and you'd like to get into the training camp, then I'll leave a number with these guys where you can get in touch with Jazz, and Jazz can tell you what you need to do to get involved in the dojo camp. And what we do, guys, before every show, we have a training camp that morning, and we invite, you know, people to come by. You can sign up, and we have the ring set up, and a lot of them, you know, you can get in, let us see what you got. Might be your first time in or whatever, but if you're interested in getting an SWE or if you just want to be trained, get in the dojo camp, you can also sign up at all of our, at, you know, every event we have there that morning, there's a training camp, and you can sign up.
And we never can stress that enough on the show. If you have the love, that's great. For heaven's sake, get trained. Don't hurt your friends. I mean, get trained. There's training everywhere. Well, even in New Mexico, where there's not wrestling, there's proper training. You can't stress that enough.
And it goes both ways. You know, not only don't hurt your opponent, don't hurt yourself.
Indeed. Amen. Amen. So another question I really wanted to ask you, because I was a fan of Teddy Long, the referee, too. And I had this epiphany not long ago. And I got to ask you, especially yourself, you're like a legendary, respected manager. And I had this epiphany. So I'm going to ask you straight up, is an eye rake a disqualifiable offense? I've never seen someone disqualified for it. The eye rake.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, the rules have basically changed. You know what I mean? Back in the day, you know, if you used the fist, you would get disqualified. Or if you threw a guy over the top rope, it was an automatic disqualification. But, you know, things changes with time. So a lot of the rules have changed. So a lot of things now, you can use the fist in certain territories. You know, everybody doesn't do it, but you can use the fist. And where we are in SWE, we're thinking about, you know, putting that rule, you know, to the side and letting the guys start back to using the fist. We kind of got that rule, too, where, you know, that you have to keep that hand open. But you know what I mean? A lot of guys, they know how to work. You know, they can use the fist. So we may be thinking about relaxing that rule. But like I said, things change. So different territories.
So is it a matter of enforcement?
Huh?
So it's a matter of enforcement?
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Oh, well,
so me and Teddy are just talking about how the rules have evolved in professional wrestling. I asked him about my theory that an eye rake is not a disqualifiable offense, that, you know, you can kind of get away with that one, that you can use that one to get yourself out of a jam. But,
Well, eye rake is really not bad. You know what I mean? That's like a guy that's getting real seriously mad. You know what I mean? And that does happen. You know, people can get mad. So I really don't think a person that's being irate could get disqualified unless he goes over the top, you know what I mean, and just starts doing stuff that's really, you know, not necessarily. So, you know, the disqualification depends on, you know, what this irate person does.
Okay.
That's where a good heel does a good job.
I'm going to have Soul Taker on the line in a minute, guys. I actually talked
to
him, and he said he'll be on in a minute. Yep, he'll be on the line right now. I had him on the line, and he said he'll call right now. But,
all right.
Yeah, Teddy, another question I wanted to ask you from earlier, since you said, you know, WWE is your home. Will we ever see you in AEW if they ever reached out to you? Or are you 100% loyal to the WWE? I'm sorry to ask you that randomly.
Well, you know what I mean? I don't really know. You know what I mean? I'm willing to reach out and talk to them, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking like this, you know what I mean? They've been around for quite a while, and if they were interested, I'm pretty sure I would have already gotten a call. So my thing is this, if I haven't gotten a call, then they're not interested. So you just never know. So, like I said, I'm happy where I am. And like I said, if, you know, WWE calls me, then that's where I go. But right now, you know, my whole concentration is on SWE.
Okay. Okay. For sure.
So does SWE, have they or have they considered working with other promotions to do interpromotional stuff like, you know, Impact and AEW as the working relationship? And we see it in our local area a lot that promotions will further other promotion storylines, or we even time to time see one promotion's title defended at another promotion. Does SWE entertain doing any kind of business like that with any of the other indies in your territory?
Well, you know, we're willing to negotiate and talk with anybody, you know what I mean? But my thing is this. You know, when I first went to WWE, wasn't nobody calling them, wasn't nobody talking about them. So now that, we're on the map and people are talking about us, now people want to join up with us. And I don't want that, you know what I mean? If you didn't want me when I was down, then why do you want me when I'm up? So right now we're going to do our thing, and if we need to be with somebody, then we'll reach out to them. But if somebody reaches out to us, they give us an offer or something that we can't refuse, then we'll work with them. But right now, you know, anybody that's jumping on us, then they're just wanting to tag along. So we ain't bringing on no tag along. You know what I mean? Because right now we don't need nobody.
Absolutely.
We're doing good. So we're doing good by ourselves, and so we ain't gonna let nobody just jump on the bandwagon. And they could have got with us when we were doing bad. You know, they didn't call us. So now you want to call us. So we don't work like that.
And that's completely understandable.
I totally agree with that. I agree with that 100%. The SW doesn't really need anybody because they got a stacked roster themselves. Why would they need anybody? They're doing pretty damn good, you know, on CW,
right.
and everywhere they're going.
And like I said, before I got there, wasn't nobody reaching out to SWE, you know, none of those guys. So now you want to reach out. So, no, we created it and we're doing this ourselves, then, you know, we're just going to keep it, you know, just like we got it.
Right, right. That's,
and
that's
where
right
is your main base,
that.
In Dallas?
Well, yeah, we fly into Dallas. The office is in Dallas, but. You know, we kind of control the whole Texas territory right there. You know, we go to Cartlidge, Irving, Amarillo, Lubbock. So we kind of, you know, taking care of the Texas territory. But basically, we're based out of Dallas, Texas.
So it gives a lot of fans in Texas as a whole an opportunity to see the
Texas
product live. That's
Texas
awesome.
What'd you say now?
No, Texas is big for wrestling, actually. Texas is really, really big for wrestling.
It always has been.
It's a big territory there. And like I said, man, you can be riding, you can ride 10 hours, 12 hours, and you're still in the state of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You go.
Hey, you know, like Memphis was a hotbed for wrestling. I lived in Memphis. It's not as hot there as it once was. You know, you have some interest, but, you know, I feel like in more New Jersey and Philly area up there, and in Texas, it's always been white hot.
Yeah. Well, like, and you know, going back to what you just said at first, you know, Texas is big, you know, on wrestling, and it is really big, man. We, you know, you'd be amazed at how the people turn out, man. We just did a show that they call Cinco de Mayo. You know, it wasn't really a TV show, just a live event. And, man, it was, you know, and we did it in a hotel, in the Statler Hotel, a real expensive hotel there in Dallas. And, man, it sold out. It was unbelievable.
Oh, wow. Another thing I got to ask you, because you've been in WWE since 1998 as everything. Now, last night was your first time in pandemic for the WWE and with no crowd. How did that feel without the WWE universe, you know, making your way out to that ramp, out to your music, but having no crowd?
I think you
was
at Raw 4 months ago.
Pandemic. You know, I just was back there for the Raw anniversary, and then I went back a couple of times doing the
COVID.
That
is right.
Right, so that was my first time. Well, here's what you got to understand. the show must go on, whether there's a crowd or not. So, you know, if you're a professional, then you know how to perform in front of no people just like you would perform with 1,000 people. So my thing is, you know, get the job done, and that's what I do.
That's right. Got to be tough for the performers. We've talked to a lot of guys about that, pandemic performing. So how did the pandemic affect SWE? Did you guys take some time off? Did you film, you know, like studio style and put your product out? How did you guys continue through the pandemic?
Well, through the pandemic, you know, they kind of – I wasn't even there doing that. I think I started in SWE right as the pandemic was kind of slowing down a little bit. But the first time I went out, so we did a show. We social distanced. Everybody had on their masks, and we did about 600 people. But everybody obeyed the rules and stuff. And so, you know, that's how we did it. You know, just try to stay safe and, you know, do what the people say and believe in the scientists.
Okay, I can't wait till we can have 300 to 600 people in one place again.
I know, me neither, man.
We had 600 people there, and like I said, everybody just kept on their masks and, you know, stayed safe, and, you know, and that's how we done it.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, with Texas... You know, they some of them believe in the mask and some of them don't. So some people, you know, they came out and like I said, everybody obeyed the rules. They kept their masks on and did what they were supposed to do. And, you know, that's all you can do.
I feel the way I feel about it all, but I love doing what I do and wrestling and stuff enough that, okay, if it makes everybody happy, if this makes everybody comfortable, you know what I mean? I'm fine with it. The same thing. I got the vaccination for the same reason, just to, okay, everybody, you know, I got, because I, you know, to protect the people around me, and I intend to be in places with large groups of people, and I am an advocate for large groups of people being allowed to congregate and watch wrestling again.
Well, this is, you know, this is my job. This is what I do. So I have to mingle, and I have to be out in the crowd with people. So I want to be safe. So I've had both of my shots, both my vaccine shots, and I feel real good now when I'm around people, but I still keep on my mask, and I still wash my hands and do what I'm supposed to do. But to know that I've had my shots, I feel a lot better because, you know, you could be talking to somebody that may not, you know, believe in the vaccine, hadn't had the shot. They may have COVID. Who knows? So I just try to be safe and keep everybody, you know, keep my family safe and make sure, you know, I don't bring nothing home to give it to my family and, you know, and trusting God, and that's all we can do, man.
Amen.
Yep, I agree 100%.
I couldn't have said it better. That's exactly what I tried to do. I'm a family man. My partner, Day-Day, family man. You know, we have the same goals, you know, protect our family, continue. And I feel like since I've gotten the vaccine, I have a lot less anxiety about being out around people for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you feel good, man, knowing you've had your shot, man. You definitely, you know, knowing that you ain't got to worry. I mean, just, but, you know, like I said, you still have to, you know, be cautious and stay safe. But to know you got that vaccine in you, man, that's a whole different feeling.
I agree with you 100%. And, yeah, Soul Taker's having a hard time because he's actually at a show right now, so he's probably got bad signal in the back. He just texted me.
I think he's in Standish. That's like in the middle of Nowheresville. I think
he's
at XICW.
I think he's at the XI show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's probably
But yeah, he said he'll reach out and he'll reach out to you also, Teddy.
He knows me and him. I talked to him last week. He was in Atlanta. Came down to visit, and he called me and let me know that he was in town, but I was leaving, going back to Texas, so I didn't get a chance to talk to him. But me and him stay in touch all the time, man. I love that guy, man. What a nice guy, man.
You got to come see him in Michigan so we can kick it.
Hey, yeah, well, you know, all he's got to do is let me know, man, and get me booked somewhere up there, and I'll be up there to see him.
I know, make sure that happens.
Yeah, we'll make it happen for sure.
All right, no problem, man. Y'all make it happen, then I'll be right there.
Oh yeah, every promoter in Michigan just heard that, so we'll definitely make that happen.
Yeah, that's right. Hall of Fame will be.
Rachel, Peter, Rivera, Bubba, y'all hear this? DBA, y'all hear this? Teddy Long is here for the taking, man.
Catch
him up. All you got to do is holla at a player.
Holla.
That's all they got to do. And, you know, I'd be honored to walk out in some promotion there and bring in the Soul Taker.
Oh.
Everybody.
Oh.
Steven Rivera, you hear that? LJ Lawrence?
You hear that, Mr. FIO. FIO.
FIO.
Or even FIO it.
Mr. FIO, Steven Rivera. He's the owner of Pro Wrestling All-Stars of Detroit. And he's,
yeah.
That sounds like the perfect place for Teddy Long to lead the Soul Taker into battle for the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Heavyweight Championship.
Heavyweight Championship. Yes, sir. I agree with that. Him versus LJ Lawrence.
The Soul Taker has established his dominance in PWAS over the years.
Yes, he has.
Well, that's good for him, because if he's been there for a while, then he deserves, you know, to get moved up. And, you know, you never know. If I'm on the scene, we make that happen, Captain.
Oh, yeah.
I have no doubt. That might be the missing piece for Soul Taker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Man, I could see that for real. That would be something magic. That would make magic happen. Because only Teddy knows how to do it like a player.
Oh, you know,
for Teddy, how long has it been since you actually had a protege that you managed?
Oh, God, man. It's been, God, a long time. You know, I hadn't managed since I was, you know, general manager of SmackDown. And a lot of promoters.
Rodney,
you know,
Mack? Would it be Rodney Mack?
Well, no. After I started, you know, being general manager, I didn't manage any wrestlers anymore. That was my whole deal, general manager, for 10 years.
Okay.
Yeah, you definitely moved up in the world and never looked back.
Yeah,
That's for sure.
I stayed in that part. I was general manager there nine and a half years almost, so I didn't get a chance to manage any
wrestlers. From 2002 to 2012, wasn't it?
Huh?
Or 2004, from 2004 to 2012, wasn't it?
2012, 2013.
Somewhere around those lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I've been watching you since forever, man. I grew up watching you.
Well, you know, you got to look at it. You know, I never really stopped, because every time I go back, you know, I go right in that role. So I guess I'm still general manager as of today.
Yeah.
I 100% agree.
Holla, fun.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't hear Vince McMahon say you were fired last night.
I heard
Teddy Long had pull.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's absolutely
now,
a good thing.
Talking about being a general manager for all them years, and you made so many. Oh, I got to ask you, last night when you made Sami Zayn, so-called, was going to make a match with Sami Zayn, saying you're going to go one-on-one with The Undertaker. That was funny, because I thought about the video that you did for the Thursday show when you said that. I was laughing last night as I was watching that.
Well, that's my favorite thing there, one-on-one with The Undertaker. So I just thought I would throw that in there. You know, I just wanted to have a little fun.
That is one of my favorite Teddy Longisms.
Yeah.
Me too. Yep. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
It could be going one on one with the Soul Taker.
Well,
yeah, with the Soul Taker. Yeah.
And then if we can't get it done one on one, then the Soul Taker can get him a mystery partner, and we can have ourselves a tag team match.
And talking about The Undertaker being your favorite thing to say, what was your favorite Undertaker match that you made after all them years?
Well, My favorite thing with Undertaker was the match I didn't make. The favorite thing I liked with him and me was the time that he kidnapped me and had me in the limo and they had me in the coffin and all that stuff. That was my favorite moment with Undertaker, man. That was some stuff I really enjoyed doing.
Nice.
You
yeah,
do realize,
I
right, that the Teddy Long era, like, that's the era that SmackDown was clapping Ryan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That Teddy Long era.
I agree. 100%.
Was that dominant SmackDown era?
Well, that
mm-hmm.
was part of it.
Sure.
That was part of the Attitude Era, you know, and that's when everybody, it was real good, good TV, and everybody was enjoying it, having a great time, man. So I was just happy to be a part of that Attitude Era.
Oh yeah, I can imagine that. I agree.
I'm of the age where. It was cool to be a wrestling fan. Then as you get older, you watch wrestling. And then the Attitude Era happens. Everybody's got a DX or NWO
Everybody's
shirt.
Gotta watch.
And they're asking me, look, man, I've been down. Y'all know it. Y'all were clowning me, but I've been down. I'm
you
still down.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Hey, man, ain't no harm in being you. Just be you. That's all it takes.
Yep. That's all it takes.
That's right.
So, Teddy is letting our listeners know where they can catch you at on social media besides SWE, or do you want to let them know the Facebook on SWE?
Well, they can go to SWEFury.com. We're on the YouTube, got a YouTube channel. And I'll give you all of my social media stuff here. Let me get one of these cards here, and I'll let you know what's happening with the social media. If they want to contact me on Twitter, I'm at Teddy Player Long. On Facebook, it's teddylong.com. And on Instagram, Teddy Player Long. So Twitter is at Teddy Player Long. Facebook, teddylong.com. And Instagram, Teddy Play Along. That's how they can contact me, or either go to SWEFurry.com.
So is
okay.
Teddy
okay.
Long selling merch in 2021?
I'm selling merch 2021, 2023, every day, 24 hours a day.
And we can find
like
that on your social media platforms?
Yes, you can do that. All you got to do is contact me and let me know what you want. We got some Hold On A Minute Player Teddy Long t-shirts. And I know the mask thing is kind of out now. People are not wearing them too much, but we have the Teddy Long mask. They say Hold On A Minute Player, and they have me on there doing my dance. So you can get those, and they're holler, holler,
oh,
holler, and player.
I'm about to go get one
for sure. Yeah, me too.
Right, well,
you have to have a mask
to
enter any public place here.
Okay, well then, like I said, we got the mask, and you can also get them. And I'll send you some pictures of them, so I'll let you know what they look like.
Okay, I appreciate
awesome.
I appreciate that a lot.
Okay, no problem.
And like I said, I'll be doing that. And if you don't mind, Mr. Long, my other co-host would like to ask you one question. I believe he's about to be on, if you don't mind.
No problem, man.
All right, let me get him on the live right now. Coco T, where are you on yet?
What's happening, good brother Greg, good brother Day-Day, and good brother Player? Brother Teddy Long, how you doing? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm doing well, sir. I'm even happier that I'm talking to you.
Hey, but no problem, man. Thank you so much. What a pleasure it is to talk to you, man. Glad we could make the connection. Got you on here.
Absolutely, absolutely. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm the Black Man Coco T. Ware, and I'm the founder and leader of Kayfabe the People's Band. But enough about me. This is something I've been dying to ask you, sir. In your early, early, early beginning stages of being involved in the wrestling ring, I want to know, when was the first time you took a bump in the ring, and who was it, and how did it feel? Because I think we fans, we really, really take for granted what you guys do in that wrestling ring. I was very interested in knowing what was that experience like for you, and what was your reaction afterwards?
Well, the first time I took a bump in the ring, man. Golly, I'm trying to remember. I was working with Butch Reed and Ron, and I was managing them. And then they came up with this deal where they wanted a six-man tag team. So I was teaming with Ron and Butch in a six-man. And I took a big bump from, I think we worked with the Varsity Club. It was the Steiners and Mike Rotunda, I might have been, I believe, but he was part of the Varsity Club. And I took a big bump there. But I felt okay, you know, because, like I said, you know, everything, you know, is part of the job. It's my job to do what I have to do. And then I was a bad guy. So when you're a bad guy, you take bumps. I took one bump that was really bad. I took one time. I remember Big Show grabbed me, and he didn't tell me he was going to grab me. And next thing I knew, he pitches me right out, and I didn't have a chance to grab the second rope to kind of break my fall. So I went straight out to the floor. So that kind of jarred me a little bit. But, you know, you get up and move on and, you know, work for the next day.
Awesome. That is so awesome, sir. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let you go. You've been spending quite a good time with my good friends there. One of these days, we might cross paths because my band, we're going to be playing everywhere from Waterloo to Timbuktu, and we're going to cover all the rapping themes, and it would be a dream if I came across you one day and play your rapping theme song, you know what I'm saying? So one of these days, you're going to see us because we love pro wrestling and we love the music that's being played. So just know the work you've done is a testament because individuals like myself and the people involved in my band are inspired from people like you. And I just want to thank you for always finding a way to put a smile on people's faces all over this land, from the young to the young at heart, brother. Thank you.
Hey, and I wanted to tell you this, too. You know, I kind of changed my music. You hadn't heard this because I only use it in SWE, but I start out with the Mac Millers and then I switch it over to Rick Ross every day and hustle and hustle.
Oh.
And so that's a new...
Man, well, brother, okay, we gonna make sure we learn that one day because perhaps we'll make our way to SWE out in the good old state of Texas and do a special live performance and mix them both up, or we gonna make it happen, Daddy. And so keep your eyes open and peeled, brother player, because we gonna be out here. And like I said, this is all a tribute and an honor to all the great wrestling memories. The theme music, it does something to everybody. Everybody got a favorite song, you know what I'm saying? So anytime we out there in Texas, one day we gonna connect with you, man, because you're a huge inspiration to people like myself and other musicians out there in the world. So thank you so much for taking my call, and I really, really appreciate it. Holla, holla, brother player. And I'm going to keep my eye on SWE, that's for sure.
Well, I appreciate that, man, and I want you to get all my information there so you stay in touch with me. So if you ever come into the area, you can let me know so we can make some arrangements, man, to get you on our show out there, man, and let the people know who you are.
Oh, thank you, sir. Absolutely. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm really excited about that. You do not
have
to do that, sir. I appreciate it.
We all might have to make our way to Texas, brother Greg. Greg and Mark, we're going to have to make our way to Texas.
Absolutely. We got to go, baby.
That's my actual homestead. I'm from San Antonio. I was born in San Antonio. So,
okay. Well,
yeah, that's right.
Well, you need to come back home and say hello to some of your relatives.
Okay, I will make that happen. We'll definitely make that happen.
Yeah,
right,
we got
man.
Me
well,
all
like
your cousins, brother.
All right, well, you guys got all my information. You know how to get in touch with me. Just let me know when it's going to happen.
All right, play it. We appreciate you coming on. We're going to let you go. We know you're a busy man. You got everything going, and hopefully we'll have you on again.
Well, thank you so
this,
much.
I want to let everybody know I really appreciate this, man. Thank you guys so very much for having me on, and I'm just happy that I could come on and help you guys in any way that I can. And anytime that you guys need me for anything, you know, to help you or whatever, man, feel free to call me because I want to see you make it. And if I can help you make it, then let me be a part of you.
We appreciate
that
a lot, Mr.
That
Long, and people,
like
we definitely will keep in touch.
Coming from you,
love
that
you.
Means so much.
Yes,
well,
sir.
No
does,
problem,
actually.
And it's the truth. You know, I ain't blowing smoke up your ass. It's the truth, okay? Just let me know.
Thank you, Mr. Long. You have a great rest of your afternoon and weekend, and we will be keeping in touch for sure.
Well, if you don't keep in touch, then I might get every last one of you and make you go one-on-one with The Undertaker. You know it's the
Oh, we want that, man. We want that smoke.
All right. Take care, guys.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Coco, if you can still hear us, we need to spam Rivera. Yeah. Teddy Long wants to manage the Soul Takers.
He wants to manage the Soul
Takers. Oh, brother, that's some money right there, baby. That's going to shoot.
Yeah. Oh, man.
LJ can kiss that title goodbye. LJ Lawrence can kiss that title goodbye.
We're going to be hanging out with Teddy Long, baby.
Oh,
Cobra
man.
Kai,
you know what?
Ain't gonna save LJ Lawrence from Teddy Long and the Soul Taker.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
we gotta
Greg,
we're going to have to make that call. We're going to have to make that call in a little bit to Rivera.
Absolutely.
We have to. We have to make that. We'll do that on a group. We'll do that on a group call in a minute. I'll call him first, and then if anything, we'll make a group call right now. Shit.
I say we just keep Facebook posting and tagging him in it until he has to.
Okay, I got that.
Awesome.
I'm gonna make a poster right after this one. I swear to God, I'm gonna make a post. I'm gonna put the PWAS title picture in there, and I'm gonna put LJ Lawrence versus Soul Taker with Teddy Long, and tag Steve Rivera in that post.
Hey, Joe, what do you
right
say?
After this.
All you gotta do is holla at a player.
Holla at a player, brother Tag. What did you think, brother?
This was a phenomenal.
He hates when we do that stuff.
Oh no, you good. No, this was a phenomenal interview. What more can I say about you two? Like you two continue to raise the bar each and every week. You continue to raise the bar with the guests that you bring on. It's such a blessing to be able to have Teddy Long on this platform. Thanks to Day-Day along with you, Greg. It was a great interview. I mean, that was one of the best guests that we had on this platform. I love Teddy Hart, you know, but Teddy Long was a little bit cooler.
I agree.
Marquez.
What's up,
brother? Day-Day and I did not cuss one time. Did you notice that?
Yeah,
we did.
Why not, though? Why not?
That was Teddy Long, dude.
Capable.
That was Teddy Long.
We have those capabilities. Right, we didn't come out disrespectful, looking all unkempt like a bunch of barbarians in front of a player like Teddy Long. We had to carry ourselves and represent Open Talk Radio with some spec, you know?
Appreciate it.
I agree with that 100%, brother. And
y'all,
you know what? Go ahead.
I said, y'all showing y'all versatility. Y'all can be versatile with this stuff. So.
And you can tag your church friends in that one.
Yep.
There you go.
No, hey, man, and another thing is, dude, it's great. Greg and Brother T. Ware and even Martez, we're going to have to make a road trip down to Texas. We're going to have to make that road trip happen.
I'm with it.
Yeah.
We are going to have to make that happen.
I just
feel led
to make this public disclaimer to any fans listening. You know, I get, you know, alcohol flows, whatever. But if you drop an N-bomb or an F-bomb, and I don't mean fuck, at a wrestler, be prepared
to face
the consequences of your words. Because we almost had that last night with Effie, and MM3 came out and kind of, you know, reinforced what Effie said, that, you know, talking disrespectful like that can really get you fucked up. It's that, man. It's two places you really don't go in 2020, you know?
No.
Just want to put that disclaimer out there. Go home with your teeth. Go home with your teeth and watch your fucking mouth. I mean, you can heckle, but there's lines you don't cross. And if you cross those lines, prepare to face the consequences and be fortunate if you don't face those consequences. Like the gentleman last night, two of them were fortunate not to face the consequences of their words, and I think they got the point. I don't think that'll happen again, and just let it be a lesson to everybody else. See, you can get the business, man. Watch what you say to grown-ass men or around grown-ass men that have respect.
Dude, I'm –
that's
agree.
My two cents.
Dude, I'm so excited, dude.
Coco T-Way, are you still on the line, brother?
Oh, brother, I am still here alive and well, Daddy. I am over elated to hear the good brother play a Teddy Long and giving us a chance to get over in Texas, baby. I don't know what to do. I'm so excited. I got the sensational sweet dinner sitting right here. She was raising the roof when she heard that wonderful news. So I'm real excited, man.
And
that's one of these days.
He's a genuine guy.
Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
For sure. I believe everything he said. He wants to help us. He would put you guys in front of a crowd, put the band in front of a crowd. And, man, how blessed are we that we were able to have this conversation with Teddy Long on this day.
And I'm glad. Hey, can I say something, guys, to all you guys? I'm glad I get to share this moment with you guys. You guys are the best. You guys are my brothers, and there are nobody else, no other bunch of guys that I'd rather share this with than you guys. Coco T-Way, my brother Greg DeMarc, and brother Tez, and without brother Tez, this wouldn't be possible without this platform.
Absolutely, baby. What I say all the time, brother Martez, you the Vincent Kennedy McMahon of this here online radio talk, baby. Ain't nobody doing it like you, brother.
Hey, we are the four horsemen of this. We are the four horsemen of this platform.
Let's do. Yep, I agree.
Hey, Daddy,
Tez is the MVP. He's like that offensive lineman. You'll never hear his name make a big play, but that guy is the most valuable player because he protects Tom Brady, because he protects Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean? Martez is he's our silent leader. Definitely the leader of the army that we've become.
And let me say this,
and it's only growing.
Yeah, and you know what, Coco, I'm glad you came on, man. Like you are phenomenal. Like you are a walking star, man. Seriously, I say that on air and off air. But in regards to the show, it's nice to see the elevation of this show, you know, the growth of this show. And you guys are peaking at the right time. You know, like, it's nice to be able to see that. So you guys deserve a pat on the back. And I'm definitely proud to be a part of this with you two guys and with you, Coco, man. I appreciate you, man. So I just wanted to say that, and I'm going to turn my mic off.
I'm just relieved that Martez, you know, was pushing the buttons today and not me. I think everybody.
Hey, you know what?
That.
I agree with that. No disrespect intended. Dude, one other thing I gotta say is Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 and Open Talk Radio through and through the Flash at Russell Connection. We make our way down to the South and take the D down to Texas. And we take the people's van.
We take the people's van
and. And get it known. We get the people's band to be known in Texas of my home state, baby.
So last night, a man was lit on at Horror Slam, and I happen to have the footage of the whole match. That should be edited and available on the Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast YouTube channel in the very near future. So watch for that and watch for Day Day to, you know, put out, you know, a little promotional material on that, but I'm working on getting the footage to the Texan and so we can get that up on the YouTube channel. Aiden Blackheart versus John Wayne Murdoch, the Duke. What a fucking bloody war. It ended in literally a blaze of fire. And, wow, look forward to that on the Deathmatch 313 Wrestling Podcast on YouTube.
Thank you, Brother Greg. Thank you, Brother Greg. But also, man, with that being said, I think our time is up. What a great show. And, guys, make sure you turn in this Thursday night on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast also once again, because who knows? We don't even know who's going to show up, but you'll never know here, and you'll never know who's going to show up. But we're Rated R, and that's what we do. On Open Talk Radio, The Flash 313 from the Southwest Texas, my brother Greg DeMarc. We love you guys, and we are out of here. Players, holla, holla, holla.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Nonstop action, interesting, we got that. to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Yeah. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. Woo. The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
they cruise.
Okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, they cruise. I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
Welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Okay.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texan, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, we just wanna see where your head's at. We get it cracking like watching eggs hatch. Your neck snaps. Dude, it goes smooth. The flow is so unusual. When I ride a beat, call it cruise control.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.